WalkMe.com today.
You're listening to the East Coast here on America Tonight, this version of it, a holiday week. I'm sorry for all of the snow that you might have had to shovel during the day, because trust me, I know we talked about it. Your back and your arms ache when you're leaning over that pile of snow. Guarantee some of you New Yorkers know what I mean. 10, 12 inches, some places 2 feet of snow. In fact, the snowstorm that smashed into the East Coast really closed the malls and shoppers weren't shopping. How are you going to shop when you can barely get out of your front door? You're preoccupied with other things. So across the country, however, where there wasn't snow in other spots, there were a lot of people out. So I did this little mini poll on our website, AmericaTonight.net. If you go there, would you spend more money? Is the recession sending you away? Are you being a little bit more frugal? That kind of stuff. And surprisingly, a lot of people have said no, they're still going to continue to shop. You know, Super Saturday, that's what they call it, right before Christmas, usually accounts for $15 billion worth of sales across the nation. $15 billion. Wow. So the number might not be $15 billion this year, especially because of the snowstorm, but they think that the figures are still going to be pretty high, except for the fact that you had the 25 inches of snow and in New Jersey and Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Short Hills, New Jersey. They were slammed. They have big malls there. So people obviously weren't shopping. And in the Carolinas and New England, the hours were cut shorter. But other than that, the cha-ching factor is still pretty high. And online spending, I know I mentioned this last week, 14.4%. That's how big it grew after Black Friday through December 12th. Wow. And this is according to something that was dreamed up by MasterCard advisors. It's called Spending Pulse, and they basically estimate the sales in all kinds of payment forms, including cash and checks. So 14.4%, that's pretty high. People are spending money then, in other words. And even though there's economic woes, you know, I don't know. I think that, unfortunately, because Christmas has become so commercialized, the whole spirit of Christmas is to remember what it's about and to spend time with your family and friends and all that sort of thing. There shouldn't be this pressure to get gifts. But there's something about the gift-giving thing, especially maybe in lean times, that make people feel good because they know their friends don't have as much, or they know that this will cheer them up, or, you know, whatever it is. And you think of all the malls that we have in this country. I mean, if you were to take a ballpark guess, how many malls do you think there are in the country? Yeah, I'm saying I can't even. It's off the charts. Off the charts, how many? Because in the East Coast alone, there's about 220 malls. 220 malls. That's just the East Coast. That's not even the Midwest. It's not even the East, the Southeast, etc. And it depends on your definition of a mall. You know, is it a shopping area that it's a little bit smaller, but it's still all the stores gathered together? You know, I'm not talking about a strip mall because I wouldn't count that, but there's different types of malls. There's the mega gigantic malls, Mall of America, of course, and then there are the smaller malls. But obviously some of you have been out there beating the streets if you weren't snowed in. So wondering if you're doing some of that last-minute shopping. Speaking of last-minute, in the business of politics, this certainly is some last-minute maneuvering. Ben Nelson, the senator from Nebraska, got what he wanted and compromised his vote. How about that? What happened was that now in this Senate version of health care reform, remember Ben Nelson was saying he was Democrat, he wasn't going to vote for it. But now what's happened, because he was vehemently opposed to the abortion funding that was in the bill, but now he's saying he's on board because It's a state's issue. They changed the wording in the bill so that the states could decide for themselves what to do. And so he supposedly is the 60th vote that is needed to push the bill further. And it looks like that 60th vote is coming, and they're voting right now, the second we know that that's in. And this isn't the final version of it, because remember, you still have to go to the next stages. But this advances it, so that's it's a big, big move. And I think a surprise to many. Now they're talking about that Christmas Eve is when the vote will for sure be in Washington on the whole enchilada, not on various tenets of the bill, just on the whole thing. Wow. So Nelson said yes to this. And again, part of the reason is because he got what he wanted. And what he wanted was the Medicaid funding in the expansion of Medicaid. The problem is that you're going to have to pay more, but not if you're in Nebraska, because there's going to be enough federal funds to cover Nebraska's cost of covering the expanded Medicaid population. So as that population grows, there's no problem. I mean, and it's there for infinity, basically. And so getting what he wanted certainly changed things for Nelson and changed that vote. So the compromise now, and it tries to maintain a strict separation between taxpayer funds and private premiums that would pay for abortion coverage. It would also allow states, as I was mentioning, to restrict abortion coverage in new insurance marketplaces. So there are a lot of people who are not too thrilled with Ben Nelson, to say the least. We move from Ben Nelson and how stunning that was, although nothing should stun us that comes out of Washington, to a couple of other things that are pretty big, obviously. Admiral Mike Mullen is saying right on to a military strike in Yemen against suspected members of the Al-Qaeda group. A top military spokesperson said that he's been concerned for a long time that Yemen could become another safe haven for terrorism. So they've apparently nailed one of the bad guys who's pretty high up, and feel pretty positive about this, this strike is huge, and it's not just one, that they knocked off of a couple of other people. Mullen didn't give the exact definition of how many or that kind of stuff, but just that the operation is huge. So that strike this past week against these hideouts and training sites in the border are pretty big, because there are a bunch of henchmen who would be dispersed to other areas that apparently were nailed in this. And that's a good thing, because how far can it spread? I mean, how many of these terrorist havens can there be? Well, the answer to that is, we don't know. Who knows what's next? It could bubble up almost anywhere. But anytime you knock out one of the bad guys, hey, and we're doing this thing, I think that's a good deal, no question about it. More reaction to Nelson coming up on the flip side.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5433. 5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
On healthcare reform, as you can imagine, there is some heated reaction to that. Right now, that vote is underway in Washington. Right now, at this hour, the wee hours, they are tearing it up. And this is, again, only one step. You have to move to the next step. But this is pushing it forward so that it would be on target for the Christmas Eve vote. So Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona, was on this week, and he had some thoughts on the whole deal-making thing of Senator Nelson. Here's what he said.
I think it's interesting that the American people oppose this legislation by every opinion poll. CNN last week, 61 oppose, 36 support. David Axelrod tipped his position off when he said, well, the people in Washington know best now, and eventually the American people will come around to like this. They can't sell it on the merits. So the way they sell it is through an artifice. First of all, you have to vote up against Christmas. If you want to go home for Christmas, you've got to go through these series of votes and vote for it. And secondly, what do you want? The president is reported to have said to people at the White House, everything is negotiable except getting a bill. What do you want? And we found out what the price of that was as we began to read the bill that we've now had for less than 24 hours. When the senator from Nebraska, on page 98 of the bill, gets his state specifically exempted from having to pay the increased Medicaid costs associated with this bill. So the rest of us, the good folks of Illinois and the good folks of Arizona, are going to be paying the $26 billion over the next 10 years for the increased Medicaid that the people in Nebraska won't have to pass. If it's not a good deal for the people in Nebraska, why is it a good deal for all of the other people in the country? It seems to me that you shouldn't be doing a bill and then try to exempt your own people from it.
Yeah, and he makes a good point about exempting your own people from it. So you take that point of view, and for a completely different twist on the whole thing, Senator Dick Durbin disagrees. And, of course, he is the Democrat from Illinois. Here was his side of this and the whole health care argument and especially the transparency, which keeps getting challenged, of the Obama administration.
The bill, 2,000-page bill, has been on the Internet for 3 weeks. In fact, it's on the Republican Senate website because they don't have a bill.
But the manager's amendment,
on the Internet yesterday, and it's not a complete rewrite. It's 383 pages to 2,000, and it changes some sections for sure. But the amendment was put on the Internet yesterday. It will be on the Internet 72 hours before we take a vote, virtually 72 hours before we take a vote Tuesday morning. So there can't be any complaint that it's not there for the world to see. And it was read yesterday on the Senate floor, and I sat there and read the bill as it was read. As for the particulars, the fact is, when it comes to Medicaid, this expansion of Medicaid for 15 million people, we protect all the states for a few years. There's no question about it. I don't know what
Nebraska's permanent.
Well, I can tell you that whether or not Nebraska's permanent or not, I can't say. I wasn't in that negotiation. That's what's been reported. But I will leave it for those who wrote it. I will say this much. Yesterday was a breakthrough day when Senator Nelson announced his support. And we have to look at the positive side of this thing. For once, we're able to say to the American people, we're going to help you make health insurance more affordable. Just 10 years ago, a health insurance policy for a family of four through the place they work cost $6,000 on average for an annual premium. Today, it's $12,000, 10 years later. In 8 years, it will be $24,000. People have a right to be skeptical as to whether the cost is going to come down. But the Congressional Budget Office reported to us, based on our new amendment, that we are going to bring the cost to government down dramatically. We are going to bring the deficit down $130 billion in the first 10 years. And they said, I hope John will acknowledge this, they said last night, this new amendment means that the deficit in the second 10 years will come down up to $1.3 trillion.
All right, so you can see, obviously, the two very big disagreements here. And the main thing is, it's about deal-making in Washington, right? And so ultimately, what happened here, deal-making. Who wins and who loses in the bill? There are a lot of people that win, and there are a lot of people that lose in this. And I think, really, honestly, if you look at the bill, this legislation that's supposed to be designed to remake our health care system and supposedly extend coverage to 30 million uninsured Americans, it really hurts and narrows interests, I think. And it's all about who has the influence or who has the bargaining power. And so in Senator Nelson's case, he put himself in that position. He put himself in the position to have a big bargaining chip, and it worked. It worked to help Nebraska. And Mary Landrieu was another one. She put herself in a position to help her state in Louisiana. And certainly there are others, too. So let me give you an example of this. Remember the Finance Committee Chair, Max Baucus, Democrat from Montana? Well, in this health care bill, he pushed for years, I guess, for people of this tiny town, a place called Libby, Montana, pushed for a while in the Senate for something to happen because a bunch of the people there have asbestos-related illnesses, right? And it's because of, they believe, it's because of this mineral mining operation. So Baucus put language in a package of a last-minute amendment that grants them access to Medicare benefits. He didn't tell anyone about the change. I mean, he didn't wave his hands. Woo-hoo, big change here. He just put it in there. And so here's the thing, and this is what I keep saying. Under every nook and cranny of this bill, you'll find stuff like this that's just stuck in there. So if it passes this critical help vote, if this passes, moves on, and then goes to the final versions, you know, there's going to be, this is chock full of amendments like that specifically help a tiny group of people, and you just didn't get yours. So if your representative had your interest in the bill, something, whatever it was specific to your state, then and they've got power, then you're going to get whatever it is, like Ben Nelson, like what happened in Louisiana, and like what happened here in Montana. So it's a great fair or foul question. I mean, do you cry foul on this? Or do you cry, wow, I wish I had a better senator who had more power, because maybe then we would have gotten XYZ funding for what we desperately needed. Or maybe we would have gotten the Medicare extension coverage, the coverage extended as our pool of people continues to grow. How great would that be? Yeah. All right, you want some good news? I'm going to give you a couple of things that happened over the weekend that are good. How about this? Do you know the cost of gasoline? Have you noticed this when you've been driving around filling up? Has fallen about 4 to 5 cents, maybe even a little bit more in the last couple of weeks. You know, I only notice it. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this show. I really, really notice it when you hit a high level mark. When you're up to over, you know, 3 and whatever, then I notice it. I mean, 3 is sort of that high water mark. So the average price has actually dropped $3.89 over a two-week period to $2.60. And that's, boy, in some areas, that is super sweet. I actually saw gas down the road for me at $2.27. I couldn't believe it. I thought, is it a spike with something? Is it laced with something? But, yeah. And, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming apparently has the same thing. They did a survey, you know, they always do that Lumberg survey, and in that survey, they came up with one of the lowest cities, 226 for regular. Anchorage, Alaska, the highest. You know what they're paying? 327 in California. Boy, they just take it from all ends. Prices barely move. A gallon of regular is 288, but that's regular. That's not premium, of course. So, yeah, we're seeing gas jump, you know, dip a little bit, and Cheyenne, Wyoming, the cheapest by far. I guess just in time for the holidays if you're cruising around, right, and you're stuck somewhere. All right, quickly, I will tell you this just to make it official for you. The healthcare overhaul passed a key test. It was a party line vote early Monday. Just happening a couple of minutes ago, a dramatic defeat for the GOP as they put the legislation on track for Christmas week passage. How about that? Rhetoric, the hot air on both sides of this thing going back and forth leading up to this vote again that just happened moments ago. This hurdle is cleared. So now what's next? I'll tell you. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
All right, let's reach out to Jeff in St. Louis. Hello, Jeff. You're on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this morning.
Hey, man. It's always good to hear from you. What's up?
I've been wondering about this vote that they just had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since he got the 60 votes Harry needed, why do they need to do it so soon, like at 1 o'clock in the morning and then another vote on Christmas Eve? Why can't they just wait 2 weeks?
Well, I agree with you. Why couldn't they just wait? But the whole idea is that the president wanted to push this to prove the point. I mean, remember, this is for him a major piece of legislation, even though a lot of what was supposed to be in this was taken out of it. So, because in a bow to the Senate moderates, the measure lacks the government. Yeah, exactly. What moderates? Where are they? The ones that were supposed to be there. That measure doesn't have that government run.
They got 30 pieces of silver. That's what happened.
Right. Right. There wasn't that government run insurance option. So, yeah, absolutely. So the idea was push it, have it there by Christmas, sign it into law. The president signs it.
But it doesn't happen. None of the main stuff happens until 2014.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. It does not kick in right away anyway. So anybody who thinks, like the pre-existing medical conditions and stuff, forget that, because that's not going to kick in right away.
And another thing is, where is the freedom in having to buy something you don't want or may not need and then being fined or maybe even locked up for not paying the fine? Where is the freedom in that?
Absolutely, my friend. I completely agree. There are people that flat out don't want it, think they don't need it, whatever. It doesn't matter. But you don't have the choice. And we live in the land of choice. That's
not
the greatness.
Anymore.
Yeah, that was the greatness of America. But the fact that you could be fined, you could be taxed because you don't want to get health insurance, I think is wrong. It's outrageous.
And what and if there's something here about cutting doctors' pay through Medicare or something like that?
Right, right. It'll reduce it. It'll reduce the pay. So what you know what you're going to have happen here, and we've had many doctors on to talk about it, you're going to chase a lot of the good doctors out of the business.
Yeah, so in other words, here comes the rationing.
Right, absolutely. But that's not discussed. It's not weaved into the conversation at all. And if you start to talk about that, then what what comes back at you is, oh, that's just conservative rhetoric nonsense. You're not really paying attention to what's there. But the Congressional Budget Office figures, I think, are way off. So even if you have coverage, you like your coverage, you're going to end up paying a lot more for those premiums. And you're right. 2014 is going to be a very scary year for a lot of people.
All right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, thanks for your thoughts. All right, so Jeff sums it up. I mean, it is. It's nothing like it was set up to be. But ultimately, and I've said this all along, follow the money. It matters about the money because what you're paying for health care, if it's affordable now, if you're keeping a ceiling on it, if you're getting good coverage, if you love your doctor, the whole doctor thing is important. The relationships with the doctor who knows you. They know you supposedly inside and out if you've been going to them for a long time. A lot of those good family doctors will be chased away. And then when you get a doctor's appointment, boy, you better not cancel it because you will be waiting forever, my friends, to get another appointment, and you'll be waiting in that waiting room for a very long time. You'll probably get the pleasure of reading 17 Magazine and Reader's Digest from 15 years ago. You know how in the doctor's offices the magazines are from 4 or 5 years ago. They're never up to date. You'll be reading through all the archives as you sit there in, you know, not feeling well and wanting to just get in to see the doc. The doc in the box even will change. All of this will change, but not right away. It won't happen as we swing into 2010. By the time you go through the hoops, red tape that it'll take to make some of these changes happen, you know, we're still talking about years down the line. Still very, very scary. David Axelrod tried to explain it away. He is the senior advisor for the White House, of course. And the poll numbers were ugly this week that came out. A lot of people not thrilled about any of the discussion over health care because most Americans would be required to purchase insurance with some subsidies, rather, that would be there to help families making up to $88,000 in income afford that cost. But otherwise, you're stuck. The Congressional Budget Office says it would reduce deficits by $132 billion over a decade, and this is what keeps getting pushed, and possibly more in the 10 years that follow, but I don't buy that. Here's Axelrod describing what will happen in the future direction of health care and the misconceptions out there.
Well, I'd say a few things, George. First of all, you say this is what people think. I think when people see what actually happens after these reforms are passed, those concerns are going to be allayed, and they're going to realize that if they have insurance, they're more secure in their relationship with their insurance company. Their costs are going to go down. If they don't have insurance, they can get it at a price they can afford. It's going to reduce our deficits. It's going to extend the life of Medicare. Medicare recipients are going to get a better deal on prescription drugs and better care. So the reality, I think, will trump poll numbers in the dead of winter as this debate is going on.
Yeah, I mean, the reality, I think, is not going to trump it. I think the problem is the reality is going to be a harsh reality for just way too many people. You know, it looks good. That's what we were saying about the free coverage. Free coverage! Well, first of all, it's not free anyway. If you had gotten coverage across the board. But the bottom line is, it's never what it seems. You know that whole thing about free lunches? I wish there were, trust me, but there really are not free lunches. So 60 is remarkable. They did get the 60 votes, and this was through maneuvering and deal-making, and the last was Senator Ben Nelson, who got what he wanted for Nebraskans. So now this is a history. And the pre-existing medical conditions, that's good down the road, but it's not going to happen for the next 4 or 5 years. There are a few things in it that would work for some of us, but ultimately, what we would pay and the fact that some of those personal freedoms are taken away, boy, that just I'll tell you, it just scares me to death to think of how close we are dancing to the edge, my friends. So it might not happen tomorrow, might not happen next year. But you know how time flies. Turn that hourglass over, and before you know it, we'll be talking about some, I think, ridiculous premiums. You know, it's funny, the federal government, too, I think I mentioned this, as they just had this vote, so they're making their way, doing some interviews, making their way out of the Capitol. The federal government is closed on Monday, but the Senate still in session. Yeah. So the snowblowers are out. They're trying to clear the snow, but you still have some action inside. Interesting side note to the Senator Ben Nelson stuff. He says he doesn't enjoy the spotlight. He doesn't feel comfortable being in this position. He said, I couldn't create the opportunity to be the 60th vote. It just happened. And he talked about critics who, and we just play them for you, who say that he's enjoying this just a little bit too much. And he's saying he's not enjoying it at all, that he doesn't enjoy it, that it's just the position he's been in. He said he doesn't take his marching orders from the party or a group or any other entity, and he put together what he thought was appropriate and said that I'm sorry that both sides didn't enjoy it. I'll tell you what, it's good for the people of Nebraska. So now you're talking about exchanges that are going to be set up, for example, in 2014. And that's leading up to it. That's when you'll see things really change. It'll be interesting to also ultimately find out what happens to the small businesses. Because remember, the definition of the small business is 500 or less. What happens to that health care coverage? That's what's so vital. You know, you get health care on your own. Oh, you're looking at big numbers. All of you know that. Or you're self-employed versus the difference versus being part of a company plan and what you pay. I mean, how much are you paying as a solo person if you're single or just have coverage for yourself? Maybe $250. If you have a family, sometimes upwards of $700. And then ultimately, what is covered and what is the deductible is the other part of this. And it scares me to death to think of the other side and where we'll all be, where we might find ourselves. Hopefully, I mean, no joke, I really mean this. Hopefully you find yourself, and I wish this for everybody listening, hopefully we're all healthy and we don't have to go to the doctors. But see, isn't this part of the problem, what everybody's saying? Nobody wants to go to the doctors because they don't want to spend any money in the first place. So there's no wellness. There's no taking care. It's you doing it on your own. The yearly physical, how many people, this would be interesting, how many people listening to me, honestly, and you can just send me an email if you want to on this at americatonight.net, how many people get a yearly physical? I mean, honestly, you go to the doctor, you get weighed, they do the whole thing, take blood, whatever it is. Even if you feel healthy, you maybe had a cold here and there, felt like some flu symptoms, but you're good, you felt like you had a pretty healthy year, did you still go and get a physical? And I'm going to say a lot of people don't go. One, they don't want to spend the time, but beyond that, they don't want to spend the money. A lot of times, too, when they take blood, they charge you extra for that, which is important because sometimes they'll uncover things that they wouldn't have normally. You might look like the picture of health, but who knows what's going on underneath. So how many of you actually get physicals? I'll tell you my answer on the flip side here on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline
to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Everybody, to you and yours and everything in between, if you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate, we certainly wish you the best. You know, ridiculous, speaking of the Merry Christmas thing, there's been a lot of pressure on advertisers not to use advertising anymore to that says Merry Christmas, Christmas specials or whatever. Man, I got to call foul on that. I mean, who cares? You could say Hanukkah specials, you can say whatever you want to say, but to bow to the pressure of not being able to use the word Christmas is, I think, just outrageous. I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. Unless everybody is threatening to pull their ads, which that's not happening. Why can you not say Christmas specials? And it doesn't mean that's not happening. I mean, we're seeing that. I've seen a bunch of Christmas ads, but fewer and fewer because, again, of this intense pressure not to realize or recognize Christmas overly, just have the generic holidays that encompasses it. Call me crazy. Like I said, I don't get it. Hey, I threw out the question of how many of you get a physical saying that this is now, this healthcare thing, I think, is, if anything, promoting not to go to do the wellness thing because there's no money in it for the wellness deal. And that's the thing. If they're saying people are obese and they're worried about diabetes, type 2, and all this other stuff, people don't want to go to the doctors. And not, it's not all, ooh, I'm afraid what they're going to tell me. A lot of it is, I don't want to have to pay for whatever it is, for the test, the things that aren't covered that I have to get. And I think if you feel healthy, a lot of people just avoid it anyway. So even if it's going to be just $100 or it's going to be $50 or you got to pay for the lab work, you know, whatever it is, which that lab work will get you every time. Every time I've had blood drawn, oh, it's no big deal. First of all, I hate it because it seems like they can never find the vein, the right vein for me. I have some veins, but they can't ever find the right vein. And then they do, and then it's like watching the blood come out, you know. You know what I'm talking about. And always I'm surprised because I'll get some crazy lab bill. And sometimes it's just flat out wrong. And I'll have to say, hey, I don't, you know, what this bill's about. So I understand that, I understand different reasons for people not wanting to do it. But I think a lot of people flat out don't get that yearly physical. I think that's a thing of the past, honestly, frankly, unless they make you do it for your insurance coverage. So let's test this on Matt Johnson, who just celebrated a birthday. He's still under 30, and he's thriving and surviving. But, Matt, do you get the yearly physical?
The last physical I had was after my senior year of high school before my freshman year of college. So almost 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, and after college for a while, I didn't have insurance for probably like 4 or 5 years. So then I wasn't going to get a physical then. And I'd only go to the doctor if I had a severe problem. So I don't know. I just never got around to it.
No. Were you, when you didn't have coverage, were you worried or you didn't even think about it?
I was a little worried, but at the same time, I knew if anything serious did happen, you know, my parents would help me out. So I wasn't totally screwed. But there were a lot of times where I thought about going to the doctor, but didn't because I didn't have insurance and I didn't want to have to pay extensive costs for it. So I just gut it out.
I love that. Gut it out. I just gut it out.
Which actually, there's a reason my pinky finger doesn't bend all the way down because I dislocated it and didn't go to the doctor because I didn't have insurance. And it doesn't move, you know, the full rotation, but I can get it done.
I love that. I can get it done. Here's a question then to you. It's perfect. It's just like what we're talking about with our friend in Jeff in St. Louis there saying, what if you don't want the coverage? So you would have been someone who didn't want the coverage. How would you have felt about having to pay thousands of dollars on your taxes because you wouldn't get insurance?
Well, I don't know that I didn't want it. I couldn't afford it. So I think it's always nice to have insurance if you want it. So
if you want it.
Right. I guess that would be. And so I'm one of those people that I'd like to have insurance, but I just couldn't afford it at the time. So I
And you have it now, though.
Right.
All right. So that's the deal.
I get all that big money from America tonight, so I can afford it now.
That's right. We make sure all our people are covered, that's for sure.
Right.
So nobody gets sick. We have to have the good tunes. We have to have the great screening. And Matt does. He does a great job, so we'd hate to lose him, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting in what Matt says. I didn't have a physical for a very long time. I had health care coverage, but I didn't get a physical. I mean, I felt healthy. I was healthy. I still am, knock on wood, healthy, and I didn't get physicals. But I didn't want to go to the doctors, and I didn't want to go through the hassle of going to the doctors. So the answer to the question is, yeah, I think most of us, almost anybody listening to me, I guarantee. In fact, I feel this confident. I guarantee that there's not one person, I don't care if you've got one eye open and you're half asleep or you're driving down the road coming off of whatever shift it was you just worked, wherever you are, guarantee there is no one listening to me that every year, I'm saying, has had a physical. I think, like I said, that's a thing of the past. So what gets lost in this whole healthcare deal is, well, what about then the idea that you have to have these physicals, you have to know what's going on, there has to be a wellness thing. And by the way, so you know this, the legislation, what they're talking about doing is creating this new insurance exchange. I know we've talked about it, where you could shop for coverage that would comply with whatever the guidelines are, the federal guidelines. So most, I mentioned this already before, but I'll do it again. Most Americans would be required to purchase insurance with subsidies available if you have a family, or to help a family making up to 88 in income, afford the cost, just up to 88. So if you're over that loop, you know, and the thing is, 88, if you think about it, how many people do you have in the family? That's not a lot. I mean, to just be a little bit over that hill, that's 88's not necessarily a lot because that's not what you're clearing. So depending on how many kids you have, think about it. Even if you made a little bit more than that, this is where it starts to come into play, the nickel and diming thing. If you're making buku bucks, it's not going to affect you. If you're making a serious chunk of change that you've hung on to and you've got put away, that's different. But there is this real, I keep calling it the in-between crowd, where most people, I won't say most, but a lot of people fall. A lot of people fall. Yeah, I'll say most. I say there's a big chunk fall into that category. And that's where you're getting screwed. That's the middle class that's going to get pinched in this whole thing. And you really can't convince me that that's not going to happen. Because I haven't seen in any of the things that I've read, I haven't seen anything laid out specifically that makes me feel like that's not going to happen. I mean, you're trusting in, oh, don't worry. I mean, have we ever heard this before with anything with the government? Of course we have. Look what's happened with Fannie and Freddie, and now they want more money, right? Think of government-run programs. Somebody tell me a super successful government-run program. A Medicare? Until it started going bankrupt, and now that they're going to hijack it and mess around with it, I'll be curious. Now, if you live in Nebraska, no worries. Think even this year, there's no cost of living increase, right? Social Security, but everything else goes up, the drugs. So anybody on a fixed income, you know, the 30, the 40, the 50 bucks, and even more, that starts to add up. Because you don't have a job now where you're working overtime, and you have that extra money to back you up when you have to pay for the drugs and the increased costs of the medicine. And sadly, that's where a lot of people find themselves. All right, you can flip me an email, as always, on any of the things we talked about on the show. Just send it to americatonight.net.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.